morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for showing up. I see Judy and Circa Maria. There may be other people. I think I'm only going to see the LinkedIn people. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. It's been a while since I've been live, but I'm so excited to reboot my Cultivate and Thrive podcast with this episode on From Victim to Victorious Mindset. Let me tell you about my special guest. Now, I don't often say her last name. I'm not going to try because I always butcher it. But my dear friend, Judith, who I've known virtually, more than virtually, for over 3 years. Yes, we met right here on LinkedIn. We support each other through a bunch of platforms. We talk almost every day, although we've never met in person. We're both very familiar with our own personal struggles, our personal successes. And I just want to say that Judith is a special person. If you don't follow her, do it. You need to get to know her. She has so much to offer. And Judith and I have developed a very personal relationship. We've sent gifts across the seas. One of mine is this infamous Moomin mug. So Judith will have something to say about that. However, let's bring her on. Let me add her. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Michelle. Wonderful to see you live.
Thank you. And let's see, we have Joe Rothschild in the house. We have Sonia in the house. Welcome, everyone. Let us know where you're coming in from. And we'd like to see where everybody's from. And if you have comments throughout the show or questions, please do share with us. We love to have questions. Judith has so much wisdom to share. And I have a little bit of stuff I can share too. And we love sharing with everyone. Right, Judith?
We so do. We so do.
I do want to put a disclaimer out there. I was telling Judith before we went live. Those who know me know I love cats. Cats and kids are my weakness. And I was driving home from my sister's one day. And there was a kitten on the side of a highway. So I had to stop and get her. So I've had her for a couple of weeks. She's kind of all over the place. So please bear with me if you see me like going like this. Or I mean, she's climbing up on my laptop and knocking stuff over. So please bear with me. All right. Good morning, Ronald from Maryland, USA. Hi, Ronald. Look at Helsinki. I think Judith knows where that is.
Sonia.
Pakistan, India, all right, Qatar, wow. Omaha, awesome, Beauty. Thank you everyone. So we are limited on time. We're going to limit it to an hour, and you may think that's a long time, but you just don't know how much Judith and I can talk and how much we have to tell. So we will stop at an hour. So I want to go ahead and tell you a little bit about how I met Judith on LinkedIn, how we met. And I don't remember exactly, but this woman kept showing up in these posts and she kept asking for pictures of food I ate. I'm like, what in the world? Who is this woman? I complied because I always do and shared. And we still share pictures to this day, don't we, Judith?
We do. And we have to remind that it was 2020, the COVID time, so everyone was inside. So we had plenty of time to worry about our foods. And also we had that takeaway Saturday supporting local restaurants all over the world going on. So that was one of the fun things we have done so far.
Awesome. And I just want to give a shout out to Ronald. Yay, cats are always welcome. Thank you. Yes. So let's start. We're going to talk today about your From Victim to Victorious Mindset. Do you want to start pre-COVID? I think you might have some things to share even from childhood. how you were as a child?
I would say, actually, I was talking with my parents last night when we were discussing about this live presence, and we tapped the word victim, and for them, it doesn't quite fit for me since I was very bold as a child and as a young adult as well. I traveled the world. I was working in Disneyland Paris, for example, and in the United States. But then where came the problems was when I entered toxic workplaces.
I think probably there's a lot of us that can relate to toxic workplaces. But can you explain a little bit more about what you mean by that?
It means that the leadership is fear-based. And often it means that the leader himself or herself has very poor self-esteem. Mm. And then what it impacts and affects is that the leader actually cannot help their people to grow and to advance in their career. So they try to keep their people down and make sure that no one advances or gets above someone else. And then that actually strips away your personal confidence, your self-confidence, and your self-confidence as a professional. So that kind of things actually impacted in the long run for me as well. And also feeling that in a way, I do not deserve better, or I am not good enough, or I'm not capable or unique. I am just one who can be replaced. And I should, in a way, in the atmosphere that I should be grateful for having the job. And if I would lose it, then I would suffer.
Yeah, and I think COVID made that even worse because so many businesses were suffering financially that they really didn't value their employees that were hanging around and working in tough situations. Wouldn't you agree?
In some ways, but personally, it was longer period as well. Mm-hmm. In also in multiple places, so not just one toxic workplace. And we know that those are, unfortunately, the majority still today all over the world.
Yes, and I think we're quick to use the word leadership very loosely to mean people who are in a position higher than we are in the company, right? When I don't think that is really the true definition of leadership. Because as you were describing, leaders, they build people up, they support them, they encourage them, they're happy to see them succeed. And many times what we call leadership are just people who are above us and that are using this fear-based leadership where they don't want you to be successful. They want to be successful, but they don't want you to be successful, right?
Very, very true. And I think many also use the word that these kind of people are manager, and actually managers are to manage things, and people shouldn't be managed, but people should be led. So very, very true what you just said.
Yes, like the term micromanager, right? That's usually people who managers who are micromanaging people. And the tasks that they complete, not allowing them to flourish in what they do well, but more so control what they do and how they do it. Right, Ronald, managers, not leaders, right?
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about what did it feel like? And I know that you did kittens in front of the camera. say hello. This is Kiki.
Hi, Kiki.
Little wild thing. So tell us a little bit about, you said that you did struggle personally and financially. And we want to make sure that we are providing a real conversation and being vulnerable and letting people know that it's okay to be vulnerable. And that they're not alone. What most of us suffer, other people are suffering too. So tell us a little bit more about your own personal and professional struggles in this victim mindset.
It comes to one word that I can think of now is shame. We are ashamed that in a way we are not in control of our own life, that someone else can or is not giving the affirmation of mm-hmm. us being those special, wonderful people. And now talking about professional life, that you just don't get that recognition that you should get. You are excelling. You excel in your work. You get praises from you know, internal and external praises, but you don't necessarily get it from your supervisor, your managers, and when you don't, it's also that you don't advance in your career. It affects that you don't also get raise. So it does affect financially. So these are some of the things. There are many things that impact. But it's about the suffering that external things cause. And then it starts to modify us to something that we are not. And we forget how wonderful, unique human beings we are. And I know this is also very much strongly your field as a coach. Mm-hmm. So I see Kiki mentioned.
She's going to be a star. Yeah.
So these are some of the things and overall that this kind of hits on your self-esteem, make you caged and make you think that you cannot advance and you don't have opportunities elsewhere either. Mm-hmm. So it really does lots of harm, and it also puts people to compete against one another.
Yeah, so that, like you said, I do help coach people with that, the self-esteem issue. So what I like to tell people is a lot of times we say we are different at work than we are at home or personally, but we're not really. We're one person, right? Everything we do personally and professionally affects every other aspect of our life. You often hear people say, leave your personal life at home. Well, we're really not wired to just forget stuff that's happened or made us feel bad. So when you're experiencing stuff like that, it really does affect you on a personal level, right?
It does. It does. And also when there is fear-based leadership or management, it also makes you shrink. That you don't feel that you are cherished as you are mm-hmm. with the personal features that we all have, but you just try to fit in.
And fit in sometimes means shrink, so like you're almost non-existent, right? You don't exist as a person, only your work exists.
Very much so.
So, how else tell us a little bit, let's be a little vulnerable and tell us a little bit how your struggling professionally affected you personally.
It was very much so that it was more about performance than my life was some of the, I would say some of the years, it felt like it was just performance. Mm-hmm. And anything I did couldn't change. It was all the advancement was lacking, all the recognition was lacking, all the rewards, or mostly, of course, when I talk about this, also remember that there are also good things but this is about them. We talk straight and we talk deep now. So we also have to tap this, the kind of the problem where it is.
Yeah. And really, when you're treated poorly at work and vice versa, if you have it rough at home, it really affects who you are. If you're being treated roughly at work, it affects who you are at home. And if you're being treated roughly at home, it affects who you are at work. Right.
To mention having the both at the same time.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that would really tear a person apart and really make them question their self-value.
Very much so. Very much so.
Is there anything else you want to share about that?
Give me a hint.
Is there anything in your personal life that affected your professional life?
Yes, there was also personal relationship, so that was also affecting.
Want to expand on that or
no? No, not necessarily. Let's not have this time that kind of
discussion. Okay.
Also thinking, I remember when you saw my post about the one of the determined day of my life a while ago, which got you to invite me to this specific podcast right now. So what was the kind of the thing that encouraged you or inspired you?
That inspired me to invite?
Mm-hmm. In the story, what kind of, so
in the story, because I think your story is very relatable to many people. And I think there's a lot of people in the world, all over the world, I've talked to a few, that are struggling internally with their own self-value, who they are. They don't know their true self because they've let other people tell them who they are and what their value is. And I think they're afraid to ask for help. Some people feel they're not worth it. They're not valuable enough to invest in themselves. And watching your journey over the last 3 years, I've seen you flourish. Not that you've always been a quiet person. You do speak out. But I've seen you in situations where you have been held back. Maybe told that you were not good enough to do something that, one, we know you are educated and trained to do. Two, you have innate talents and skills to do. But it made you question whether or not you could. And you were allowing other people to make you feel, well, I can't tell you how you feel. I can tell you what I saw.
You can relate, I'm sure.
But really, there were days when you just didn't want to face people at work. And hey, many of us have those days. Sometimes we just don't want to deal with the crap, right? Because deep down, we know we're worth more than that, that we're better than that. We deserve more than that. But a lot of times, it's hard to move into a new situation because we don't know what it is. And sometimes when we move, it doesn't always work out to be better. But sometimes we have to go through that until we get to where it's better.
You have to give it a try. It doesn't always matter if things don't improve right away.
Right. And not only that, sometimes in that interim, this new place, whether it be personal or professional, if it's not quite what you want, it may be something you need, because there may be something you need to learn or somebody else you need to meet to help you get to where you need to be. So our journey is really lifelong. People think of, well, I'm going to do X in my life, and then we quantify it with material things, and we think once we get there, we've made it. Well, it's not. I think there's definitely a lifelong journey where we're always improving and getting better. And there's always things to learn. And every day, if we pay attention, we learn more about who we are and what we have to offer. And I think that in the last, I'm going to say the last 6 months, I think you're realizing more and really embracing more of who you are and who you can be.
That's very true. And I have to also address that my journey and me getting away from that position of, in a way, defeat or defense mm-hmm. has required a team of people mm-hmm. in Finland and also abroad. And there has been many who have believed in me and seen me as achieving greater things. However, I was wounded by the treatment in a way that it really took long. And I remember I got some comments that in the beginning, when you are facing the truth, sometimes it really hurts because you think that the other person is telling you truth, something, but you are not ready to accept it. So I also had to learn to listen other people and why they say what they say, and also allow to get that kick on my butt.
I love that. Yes, allow that kick on your butt. Yes.
You've done that to me at times, so yeah. I know you love it.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long my legs were that they could reach to Finland, but
they are long.
Yeah, so we do need to be careful what we take in, because we do need to listen to what other people have to say, but we need to be careful to hear where those words are coming from. Interestingly, those who know me very well, I'm also a coach with Positive Intelligence, and in my work this morning, we're meditating on the power of words, right? And I thought, wow, this is perfect to hear before our live, because words can hurt, but words can also lift you up. But we have to be able to discern the intention behind the words. Some people are not really, really good at using their words, and some things they say are very hurtful, but the intent isn't really to be hurtful. It's more to be helpful. And sometimes when people say really nice things, they really don't mean them. They may be placating you so that they can do whatever they want. So having support is important, and being able to recognize true support is also important. And I do believe that each of us needs a good support system. Not only do you need people around you who are like-minded, but you need people who will, I'm going to say, pull you up and make you stretch, right? Make you go beyond your comfort zone so that you can grow. Exactly. Yes,
exactly. That is the bitter truth, and it also took me time to accept that.
Yeah,
I see. Judy is emphasizing your work, Michelle.
And yeah, Ronald, trust and listen. Don't dodge the kick in the two kiss if well intentioned. Yes, trust is also very important. And fear-based leadership, what kind of trust is there?
There is no. It is controlling its authoritative and with sticks, whereas love leadership empowers, gives carrots and encourages us in so many ways.
Yes, absolutely. So we do need to be careful. And if you're in a position of leadership, looky there. There's her. Moomin time, Moomin time. So we're going to interrupt our program for a special message from Judith. You want to tell them about the Moomin mugs, Judith?
I want because we are almost halfway. So some of you may have seen the advertisement that came on yesterday, and I wanted to kind of like celebrate this special moment with Michelle and with you all with something special. So we are having a raffle contest on Moomin mug, and one of you at least will be rewarded with Moomin mug, and you may be able to actually pick the one. Let's see, or I will pick the one for you if I know you well enough and send it all the way from Finland to you. And it's actually collectible, so they will gain value on time. And they are really hot thing in Finland, and they are good quality. So some of us from you who is active, and now I see there is already someone who are very active and adding value, you are close to get that Moomin mug for you.
And
so
I
that's
just wanted
a special thing.
Now, see, here's one side of mine. Look at her cute little purple bikini. And here she's putting on her makeup. And they're cute. Plus, it's purple because Judith knows I love purple. So, all right. So, let's get involved and have a chance to win a collectible Moomin mug. So, Judy says you need people around you to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Exactly. That is very true. When we're placated by just being told what we want to hear, we don't grow. We don't, well, I think grow really encompasses all of it, because we need to build upon what we're not doing well. But we also need to build upon our strengths to be a better us. And sometimes people around us, even maybe not directly, but indirectly, will tell us, hey, it's time to move on. You're worth more than that. So we really do need to listen. What do you have to say about that, Judith?
What would I say? I'm also reading the comments here. Judy is gearing
She's
up.
She's in trouble. Yeah.
So the things we need to hear. It's really that we have to be open about things, but also that I just thought when you were saying that the things people say to us, sometimes we are an I remember this from my childhood, that actually the features, characters I have, where those were the ones that actually are my strengths and how I would be unique, those were sometimes mocked. So sometimes you are put down for the characteristics that actually are something that makes you that superman or superwoman. So think about that. This is what I want to leave with you all.
Yeah, I agree, because I also was mocked and teased for something that's a strength of mine, but I wasn't using it properly as a child. And I don't think anyone around me, not my parents or my teachers, knew. Actually, a couple of things, knew how to nurture those skills. And a lot of times in school, one is talking, right? Mm-hmm. In, I forget if it was first or second grade, a teacher put tape over my mouth because I talked a lot. Instead of encouraging me when to talk and to talk more, I was shamed into silence and was not always participating in class because I learned to be afraid to speak out, which took me a long time to get over. But
now we need that Kleenex.
No, I am over it. You can hear. Judy, I can only imagine what my...
I will send you a link.
Oh, interesting.
You can also type in the favorite colors there who are willing to take part in contest.
So, Judy, going back to your story, from victim to victorious mindset, you had quite a long time of struggling. I know professionally you were held back, not always. You weren't utilized for the skills and talents that you had, and often, you know, affected you personally as well. How did you overcome that?
Well, first of all, I have to state that I really tried to impact with all I can. Mm-hmm. It just sometimes doesn't help. And I think this is also a message what I would like, if you there are struggling with your workplace where you are, just understand that you have options, that life is hard, and sometimes the change may feel scary, but you have options. So just think about that. You can impact also.
I see Judith's putting in her wish list already for her.
I'm waiting Ronald's one too. Judy says it's green.
Yeah. Thanks, Ronald. Yeah, I mean, people, and really as a parent, I made some of the same mistakes because we are not taught to raise our children to encourage them to strengthen what's already good about them. We are taught socially, being parents in the family, in the neighborhood, in schools, in universities, in places of employment, to make people fit molds for what we want them to be. And that is hurting a lot of people. A lot of people. There are people who are depressed because they don't think they're good enough, because they've been told that all of their life, because of the one thing that they really are really good at, everybody's telling them you're wasting your time. When in actuality, we are created to work well together and to shine independently for the greater whole. I think that that is always something I'm going to say every time I have the opportunity. So, when you have support to get over things, that makes it to get over obstacles, to get out of situations, it makes it much easier. But what happens when you don't have the external support? Do you have any recommendations for people?
Well, first of all, like LinkedIn is a great place. I have connected with, there are multiple here, amazing people who I have connected with and with you. So you have to, or you should find your peers. But you really have to, it anyhow starts from within. So you have to know your own value. You have to know what you are good about, why you are unique, why you are special, what makes you so special. And that's also what coaches do. So if you can afford a coach like Michelle, that's also something. But if you don't have resources, you can also read about stuff. And like I also post about encouraging individuals to remember their value, to love themselves, to really live a life worth of living and stay hope-filled. So all that, just find positive sources from people around you and also be one yourself. It's even when it said that if you don't have friends, befriend yourself. So it starts internally. And just try to think about why you are so special.
I agree. And if you are having a hard time figuring out what's special about you, just take some time to think about what brings other people to you, right? What do people usually come to you and ask for help with? What do they compliment you on? I think that will give you a place to start to think about what's right about you. And when you think about what makes you special, don't think about it in a sense of how you're helping others, but just what is innately you. Because people can copy gestures, activities, but they can't copy you. You are the only you.
And the heart matters, really. Some people can also copy, really, many people can also act something that they are not. But whenever something comes from heart, you will feel it. So,
yes. And I think another thing that I learned from my coach that I share, I've been 3 or 4 years now, and I know Judith's been a part of, and I know a lot of other people do as well, is picking a word or a phrase of the year. And that helps guide you and helps keep you grounded. This isn't something you should say, well, I like that word, I want to aim for this, but really spend some time discerning it. And, you know, if it's something you do, pray about it. Think about where you want to go. I know I offer guidance for that, and a lot of other coaches do as well. And that's something that you can always look for when you're feeling less than or lost. You can always bring yourself back to that word or phrase to help you discern where to go next. Has that been helpful for you, Judith?
It has. It has. And interestingly, I chose the word victory. It was my third year with the group, word of now 2023. And I chose victory for this year. Judy, I know I would add more value to your life by living closer, but let's see where the life brings me. So never know.
I second that, Judy.
I will also have to go help Michelle.
Yeah. So you were saying about the word you chose is of
was victory. Yes, victory. And interestingly, the post that led me to talk with you about this from victim to victorious mindset is in that.
Because you're more in a place of victory and working even more towards victory, right?
Exactly.
Can you hear Judy laughing? She wants to know.
I do. I can see your green as well.
So when you choose the word victory, how I'm gonna lay it right out, how do you use that word in everyday life?
I strive for victory. It doesn't matter now whether, you know, I work as a sales manager at Basin with digital twins, so that's playing with all industries and helping them with data and knowledge and all how to utilize that. But even from my work, I'm after victories in a way that if something doesn't happen, then the next thing will. And it's really believing in good outcome. It's really believing that I have all that is needed to be victorious. It's more that the place of longing so much for the external affirmation is behind. It's finding when you mature, you find your own value, then you can really just live life and set goals and go after your dreams and not just wait that someone gives you something, but you actually work towards them and you believe that you will achieve them.
Very well said. I also think that because we have it in maturity, we can share and guide people who aren't quite mature yet, right? Our younger counterparts. And I know Ronald has worked a lot with children, and I know he's built up a lot of their self-esteem and self-value and doing different things that he's done. I think that it's part of our duty to help others to realize their value so that they too can become victorious in life.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things that make me, as this mature adult and who I feel I am today, is the servant heart. That we are here to serve one another, but it also requires that you have healthy self-esteem yourself and you value yourself.
Yes. And when we're talking about this journey from victim to victorious mindset, people may think it just happens instantly. Is that true? Do you just wake up one day and, oh, I'm victorious?
Well, you have seen it from quite near, so you know it's process. But it starts somewhere, and it starts when you say no to your past, when you say no to your failures, and start believing that you can change your life, and not you are not just the leaf that goes wherever wind blows. So you will actually steer that leaf or ship of yours to the harbor where you want.
Here we go. Great question. So Sonia wants to know, do you have an advice for a new leader how to embrace the carrot approach and get rid of the stick, which is still too much around in corporations?
I would say that the younger generations are already improving and demanding better. But I would say that it all starts from truly caring about the people who you work with or who you lead. And it really starts that we have healthy leaders with healthy self-esteem. And I have lots of advices, Sonia, concerning that. So let's see. Maybe we talk about this much more also in the future.
Yes. I when we talk about mindset, as a new leader, you need to have that positive mindset. You need to be looking at your staff, your team, as people who add value, and get to know them for what value they provide, right? And in everything we do, we're not perfect. No one's perfect, no matter what they say. We all do things well, and we all make mistakes. And mistakes are an opportunity to learn. So I think that when you look at your employees at that way and really get to know what value they bring and focus on the value, obviously, being in a supervisory position, you need to point out if something's not correct, but you can do it in a positive way. And some people do really respond well to carrots, but doesn't mean that everyone does. And depending on what the carrot is, many people, I think in the US, people see carrots as monetary bonuses, trips, things like that. That's what it's been historically known as. But see Judith shaking her head, because carrot is more than that, right? You want to explain that a little bit
more? I really do. We are tapping to lead through love.
Yes, part. Go for it.
So here we go. So it's more about tangible rewards. It's really love leadership. Some people actually think it's about intimacy and it's about this romance kind of thing. But love means trust, respect, care. So actually, I do not have met many people who would not respond well to love leadership. And this happens. This happens daily. I'm interacting with not just with my coworkers, with our people, but also with many people, men and women, globally, basically daily. And I just see the results. People get happier. They feel valued, and the love just they start showing love when you have showed them love. And there are actually many people who have never heard from their parents that they are loved, that I love you.
Yes.
So when we actually show it and you have your heart with you, you cannot fail.
Yes. So that really takes us into something that Judith did a little while ago. Is she did her thesis on Lead Through Love. And I invite and encourage you to go to Judith's LinkedIn profile and read her thesis on Lead Through Love. Also, while you're reading that, make sure you follow, connect, and follow the hashtag Lead Through Love, because she uses that in her posts, and it'll get you some great content that explains the Lead Through Love process. And just Judy said, fail first attempt in learning. I wholeheartedly agree. And sometimes our first attempt happens over and over again. But if it happens always over and over again, then you're not learning. But absolutely look at fail in that light. But going back to Lead Through Love, I want to touch on that a little bit, but I do believe that we do want to come back for another episode. I want to invite Judith back to talk solely about Lead Through Love, how to implement it, how it affects people, what kind of outcomes you have, and why. But tell us a little bit about your Lead Through Love thesis, Judith.
We have to go some years back, first of all. And my life example comes from Marriott International. And hey, Jukka. So I was doing it long time ago. My what is it called? It's not thesis, but final work about the different strategies of hotel chains in Finland and globally. And one of the things, and which was actually the most crucial things for me and impacting still today, was Jay Villard Marriott telling what is the key of success for that company. And it was to put people first, to put employees first. And me as a young adult, it clicked because it's something that is close to my heart. I couldn't understand even as a young woman how people are treated at workplaces. So I carried that phrase from him with me long time. And I even tapped it already in my BBA bachelor's thesis. But then when I got to the place when I was applying for MBA in international business management, we had to have the topic ready. And this was something that I actually also made with Basen. I wasn't working for the company that moment, but Corinna Maival took the thesis on with me, and it was about putting people first, and then it evolved to love leadership. And it also was because of something that was written by our CEO, Mr. Pasi Hurri, that the most motivating factor when leading people is love. But you can see it also on the master's thesis more correctly, directly. But that took my journey to actually examine the different leadership styles, and also hearing that the toxic leadership is called fear-based leadership. Also, things started to get names, and I got to understand more through that work. I see Kiki is on fire.
Yeah.
Did that respond?
Yeah, that's great. But I want to touch a little bit more on that. So what I heard was, right, the CEO from BaseN kind of had you geared you towards love leadership, to looking into the.
He didn't directly. I was seeing his post about that, and You get lots of love from Finland. So I was picked up the love leadership as I had not heard about love leadership before as a word. And then I started to examine if there is already material concerning that. And there were actually a couple men that I got also their books and started to examine more what it is. And then I also got this, if anyone is wondering why on earth someone has hashtag heart woman on their LinkedIn profile or anywhere, it was the nickname the CEO had given me. I think he maybe had some grin on his face calling me that behind my back, but I'm now known as Heart Woman.
And I find it very interesting that you met this man and you did not work for Base N, but today in 2023, you now work for Base N. Right?
Exactly. And I joined the company, of course, Valentine's Day. In Finland, it's called Friendship Day. But of course, I also had to start, or I was invited to work. And we set the date for Valentine's Day. I work in amazing people and with great humor. So Valentine's Day is for this. So 1 year and plus now with this people and team.
So Heart Woman, Lead Through Love Woman on Valentine's Day starts at Base N and is doing amazing things victoriously, right?
Yeah, sounds like unicorn, right?
But it was a journey. It was definitely a journey. But you probably had no idea when you were writing that thesis that you were going to end up at Base N in 2023.
No. And I actually did part of the thesis is, of course, the theoretical part is my let's say, handwriting in a way. But there was also examined the leadership at Base N and whether it is more love leadership or fear-based leadership.
So tell us, what is it?
it is love leadership, and it comes from the decision making. It comes from the people who lead the company, who are committed the long time. It really is about the people. And as you can imagine, of course, when we are working with humans and when there are salespeople, marketing people, and then there are tech people who so love these noisy marketing and salespeople. So it's colorful, but the company is really led through love. I can say that, and I'm not gonna go into detail, but it shows how people are treated really
good
in crucial decision making and such.
That's good. So I would like to take this opportunity to formally invite you back on another live to really delve into what love leadership is, the creation of Lead Through Love, and how people would go about implementing it. So we did already have one question from a lady who wanted to know how to use love leaders, how to lead through love. So I think that would be very beneficial for a lot of people, especially when they're stuck in a company that is fear-based. So I invite you to come back. We'll decide on what day if you accept the challenge.
Well, I love helping people, and I always wish that even today as we are talking, I hope someone got some kind of, let's say, gold nugget that will help you to improve your thinking, help you to see you more valuable, and also help you to lead better. So I truly would love to come again. But in between, of course, I have my wonderful Finnish 4-week vacation. So
you enjoy your vacation. We'll schedule it for another time.
I know I can also during that time prepare for that deeper. Yeah.
Awesome. So you heard it here. She accepts the challenge. So Judith will be back to talk about Lead Through Love. So I'm looking forward to that. If there's any other questions, please jot them now as we're wrapping up. I invite you again. Thank you, Dino. and invite you to follow and connect with Judith. She loves LinkedIn. She's pretty active on LinkedIn.
Pretty active.
And if you have questions for her, please reach out to her. She's filled with wisdom and nuggets to help you bring Lead Through Love to wherever you're at. Even as an employee, we can start with Leading Through Love, correct?
Exactly. Lead people who are around you and encourage the people who are in your life, even in your family, even your spouse, and also the tough people who give you a hard time. Show them love and change the history, how it's going. I have one question for you, Michelle.
Yes.
Do you think I'm going to manage with one mug, or do you think we need two this time?
Two, right? Who votes, one or two?
Should we announce the mug winners?
Go right ahead.
I say the other one and you say the other one. So Ronald Henderson, you're going to receive your Moomin mug from Finland, and I will contact you personally about that.
Yes, and I believe Judy showed up very much, and we're going to be looking for something with green on it, right?
Yes.
And then, yep, Judy says too. Yuri. Oh, Yuri, I missed that. What is the pip-pip behind the scenes?
I haven't heard.
I can only guess that my mic is picking up all the activity over here by this little girl. Sorry about that. But she's been crawling back and forth. Occasionally, you've seen a tail. She's knocking stuff down. So I'm sorry about that. But I like to play it real, so, and I don't want to put her in a cage. Yep, Ronald says too. So, yep, awesome.
Yay.
We appreciate, we appreciate everyone for joining us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whichever it is where you are. And if you come back and watch the replay, please let us know by using hashtag replay. And again, if you have any questions or comments for us, we welcome them. And I will bring Judith back to talk about Lead Through Love. So think about no Kiki nuggets. if think about any questions you might have for that. And I'm going to have to go back and reread it. I've read it again. I mean, I've read it a couple of times, Lead Through Love, but now I'm going to have to outline and get questions to make sure it's really valuable for everyone, and make sure I look very educated. So,
and thank you so much, Michelle, for having me.
It's been fun.
I hope it was insightful that you didn't know everything at once.
Yes. Well, you know, and it's always good to hear what other people have to say and get their viewpoints, because we don't know everything and everyone has something to learn. So thank you all very much. Judith, I ask you to just hang on before we go as I end. Thank you, everyone. And feel free to share the replay. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. See you on LinkedIn.